Support for WAMC comes from Williams College, featuring locally grown and produced food at the Berkshire-grown Holiday Farmers Market from 10 until 2 December 16th at the Town Fieldhouse on the college campus, williams.edu. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. The Giants snapped their two-game slide by routing Green Bay 38-10 yesterday in the matchup of the last two Super Bowl champs. Eli Manning tossed three touchdowns to give him 200 career touchdown passes, passing Phil Sims to become the Giants' all-time leader in that department. Of note from the AFC, Baltimore rallied from a 13-3 deficit to edge San Diego 16-13 in overtime. The Ravens are 9-2, good for a three-game lead in the AFC North. In tonight's Monday Night Football matchup, Carolina plays in Philadelphia. In NCAA football, a big final weekend of the regular season, with some of the league's biggest rivalries going head-to-head. In the 108th meeting of Ohio State and Michigan, known around the country as The Game, the Buckeyes capped a perfect 12-0 season with a 26-21 win over Michigan. Ohio State's bowl ban, however, excludes the team from any postseason play this year. And Notre Dame has secured a BCS title shot with its perfect season, beating USC on Saturday 22-13. In the NBA, the Knicks had little trouble ending their two-game losing streak. Carmelo Anthony scored 21 of his 29 points, while the Knicks were grabbing a 64-44 halftime lead in a 121-100 rout of Detroit. And Joe Johnson scored 21 points, and Chris Humphreys and Deron Williams each had double-doubles in the Brooklyn Nets' 98-85 triumph over Portland. The city rivals play the makeup of their postseason opener tonight. The game is in some ways more intriguing now, with both teams off to strong starts. The Knicks are 9-3 and lead the Atlantic Division by one game over the Nets, who are 8-4. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.